This chapter is on brand valuation. We all know what is a brand. Brand primarily is, it can be a name, it can be a symbol, it can be a logo, it can be a design. It can either be in isolation or it can be in combination, which basically gives any product or service a special identity. Now this brand, if we want to find out what it actually gives, a brand becomes relevant if there is an amount of differentiation. If it is a commodity, the brand may not give us much of a thing. But if there is a differentiation, then that brand starts becoming meaningful. This branding must be relevant to my target audience. There has got to be a certain amount of differentiation relevant. Over a period of time, it must continuously perform so that the esteem builds up. And then through that, if there is an amount of knowledge about the brand, then that brand over a period of times gains equity in the market. It becomes an asset. It becomes strong. What is the benefit of it? The benefit obviously is that that product is more consumed, customers have more faith in it, the company can take a little bit of price premium, better acceptance in the retail outlet, so many other things are there. So a company over a period of time in terms of product quality, performance, advertisement about the brand and differentiation, continuous innovation to ensure that you are one step ahead of your competition, you can start building a good brand. Now, having said this, the issue comes, okay, this is a perception about that particular brand. But then what is there in it? So the issue comes that does that brand have a value in terms of monetary? And that is what we are going to discuss in this chapter. When does it become relevant? It is only going to become relevant in a few cases. One is, if somebody wants to buy a certain brand, if somebody wants to sell a certain brand, if somebody wants to give a license for manufacture under the brand under a franchisee and charge a royalty. So whenever these comes, or one wants to show that as a part of the balance sheet, then the question will come, how do I value, how do I pay a price for it? So there are methods on which this brand valuation can be done. One can be on the basis of some type of a goodwill valuation. One can be on the basis of historical, what somebody has invested in the brand. One can be on the basis of economics, like, you know, other brands have sold at what prices. So you might start making some reference. And there is one method which we use, the earning multiple method, which primarily we have explained in this particular chapter, which uses some method and thereby comes and tells you what may be the value of the brand. Now here, one of the concepts, please understand, supposing a company is having some share capital and on the book there is a certain price for the share. And if those shares, those scrips are traded in the market at a much higher price, then what happens is this differential which is there, that represents the investing public's faith or confidence in the performance or the future earning potential of this particular firm. So this earning multiple method uses this particular logic and through that builds a form for valuation. So what is generally done? It is done like this, that over a few periods, through a due diligence audit, a particular brand's sales can be found out. Having plotted those sales, which are the sales for a few years, then from that you may deduct what were your cost of sales. So you may get over a few years, you may get the sales, you may get the gross margins, and from that, if you deduct what are your various expenses, you may find out the net margin for those brands. From this, you take out what is the cost of working capital or the capital which you have got for that brand. And once you take that out, you can come and find out what is the profit which that brand actually has contributed. This particular thing you may have got over a few periods, and since you are right now evaluating at a certain date, you can do one thing: whatever has been the cost of capital over those years, so to that extent, whatever you earn, you can make an adjustment and come and find out what is your net weighted value of this particular profit which you have made. And this profit, once you have got and you have from that taken out the cost of capital, then you can assign a weight to these profits, and with that basis you can actually come out that what may be your weighted adjusted profit over the last 5 years, and having taken care of whatever may be the inflation factor over the few years. Like, you know, if I earned something 5 years back at today's rate, I can take it that this has now become so much, because what I earned that time, today the worth may be a little more. So like this, once you get a weighted average, then what you do is you find out, is there a profit earning ratio? Like, what has been the trading of the scripts in the market vis-a-vis what is your actually per share, whatever is your profit. And if I apply that factor, you can ultimately come to what may be a certain value of the brand. And this, if you observe in this particular chapter, has been worked out, and this is what is known as the earning multiple method of finding out a brand's value. It is there in page 119. You will find what is done is, we take whatever is the sales of the brand over a 5 years. The gross margin is calculated. Selling distribution expenses are deducted from it. You get a net margin. You take whatever is the capital employed, and on that particular capital, you may take what was the cost of capital. And then through that, you can find out the net profit after adjusting cost of capital. Then for the inflation, you use a factor. And with that, you find that you get a total profit. Then you apply the weights. And the logic for the weights is, the closer the year you apply a higher weight, the more distant they are, you apply a lower weight. And through that, you can find out what is a weighted average inflation adjusted profit. Then if you multiply with the factor of the P factor, you can get a value of the brand. Now this, while you can do over the past 5 years, you can also do on the basis of future earning. That means you may project in the future what may be my profit. But over here, while we adjusted, we applied a factor adjusting for the inflation. For future, similarly, you may take something, but then you will have to discount them. Like what I may get 5 years hence, I may do a discounted net present value of that future earning. And using this more or less same logic, you can come to a value of the brand. This particular method actually helps you in finding out a monetary value of the brand. And then, of course, it's a question of negotiation and how you are able to get a better bid when you are actually trying to sell a brand or you are going to try and buy a brand. And this actually takes us to the end of this chapter, and it's also the end of this subject, marketing finance. I wish you all the best. Happy learning.